Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Coming up, we'll find out how the Orange and Black are using neurotechnology to try to improve the ball club. But first, let's learn more about our sponsors. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I guess they should have hired me for that TV commercial. No, I don't think so. But seriously, in San Francisco, it's really true. In fact, AT&T Park has a good neighbor right around the corner. That's right, Sandy Lee State Farm is a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park at 188 South Park Street on the corner of 3rd Street. Sandy Lee has been my State Farm agent for 10 years, and I have to tell you, when I've made claims, Sandy Lee gave me peace of mind, which is what we all need when it comes to insurance. Whether it's car, home, or even earthquake insurance, Sandy Lee and her team are down-to-earth, devoted, and understanding. They take control of any situation, and you never feel like you're being sold something. Give Sandy Lee State Farm a call at 415-227-9833. That's 415-227-9833 for Sandy Lee State Farm. The next time you're on your way to a Giants game, stop by Town's End Restaurant and Bakery for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., or for brunch on the weekend from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Celebrating their 26th year, family-run and cozy, Town's End Restaurant and Bakery captures the spirit of San Francisco with homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. They're serving cage-free Petaluma eggs and have been organic since well before organic became mainstream. Consistent quality, 4-star Google reviews, and great service from loyal employees that have been there for over 20 years. Town's End Restaurant and Bakery, a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park, right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Just before the regular season got underway, the Giants partnered with Halo Neuroscience, a San Francisco-based company that develops neurotechnology to unlock human potential for both performance and medical applications. The strength and conditioning staff of the Giants completed a successful proof-of-concept test of Halo Neuroscience's first product, Halo Sport, and measured accelerated gains in player performance. As a result, the Giants began to incorporate Halo Sport into the team's core training protocol. Recently, I had a chance to chat with Kane Russell, the head of partnerships for Halo Neuroscience. Here was that conversation. Well, Kane, really glad to have you with us here on the Inside China Basin podcast. We talk Giants all the time, but this is really an overall baseball conversation because a lot of teams are really getting into different analytics and trying to help out their players. And the Halo Neuroscience team has really put together quite a an arrangement here with the Giants, trying to look into the brains of the players and how that will help their performance. Tell us how this got started and what the relationship is with the San Francisco Giants.
Well, it got started as a performance story. So you know this, of course, but there's just been an explosion in the study of sports science and baseball over the last few years. You went from having zero teams to allocating resources towards a sports science initiative to now you have almost a dozen teams who are looking into sports science as an opportunity to gain a competitive advantage. So we met Dave Groeschner and Jeff Head, and they were interested in the brain's role in athletic performance, and we had had a ton of experience working with elite athletes and elite teams to help improve motor skill learning and the conversation just generated from there into an opportunity to partner together and work with the Giants to unpack this neurological side of athletic performance.
Yeah, I understand that Buster Posey was a part of this. Tell us about his role, what you guys learned maybe when you were taking a look at him and how that might help his performance.
So the way that we got started with the Giants was one of their standard off-season training protocols looks at 9 different performance measures. And so what we were able to do was insert Halo Sport, which is a neurostimulator that essentially accelerates the rate of improvement from athletic training, and compare groups of athletes who are training with Halo and groups of athletes who are not training with Halo. And so you saw a delta where the areas of focus for the training intervention, in the case with the Giants, it was really focused on 20-yard dash speed. We saw tremendously significant improvements in the Halo stimulation group versus just moderate improvements in the control group. And this study during the January 2016 conditioning camp is what led to the Giants deciding to distribute Halo Sport throughout the entire organization and all 6 affiliates.
So everybody is involved in this. I mean, how are they being tracked? How do we find out, like, you know, who's doing well with what they're being tracked with, who maybe needs to, you know, work on their performance in different ways? I mean, how do you guys learn about this stuff?
So it's through our working with Dave and Jeff. You know, as you know, there's been an explosion of wearable tech in both Major League Baseball and other professional sports in the
right.
United States. And so these wearables, for the most part, are just providing trainers and coaches with data. But we're a different kind of wearable. We're actually applying neurostimulation to accelerate the rate of improvement from training. So all the data that you're getting is pretty good insight for how to develop an athlete going forward and actually accelerate that process. So though there's a lot of particularities, of course, working with the professional team, one of the people that I can talk about is Tyler Beede, the 2014 first-round draft pick. This is a guy who, of course, had tremendous success at Vanderbilt, I think is one of the really best pitching prospects in the organization right now, and somebody who has been using Halo Sport to not only improve his strength and athleticism, but also the skill of being an incredible pitcher. The motor cortex of the brain actually governs 4 skills. So it's strength, explosiveness, endurance, and muscle memory. So these are the areas where we can really have an impact.
Well, that's really interesting, yeah, because he is he's a really smart guy. I mean, in talking to him, he's real analytical as far as the game is concerned. I mean, do you find that helps a lot to have a player that you're studying and working with, you know, that really cares about all aspects of what he's trying to do out there?
Absolutely. I think the guys that recognize that any percentage difference that they can create in their training by just putting in hard work and committing to their success is the way that they can rise above their peers and really start contributing to the professional team. And so a guy like Tyler with just infinite charisma and just a work ethic to match that is the perfect kind of athlete, I think, for the future of the Giants organization. And, you know, these are the kinds of guys that we've been working with together with Jeff and Dave to really improve athleticism, improve performance, and find those 1% advantages that we can then transfer into wins.
You know, when I was at opening day and you see Buster Posey get hit by that pitch in the helmet, and then he was out for a little while, just came back and he's fine. But, you know, it's just a scary proposition when you think about getting back in the batter's box after something like that happens, if you have a concussion or you have concussion symptoms. So, you know, how much do you guys look at even just an athlete and there's that certain fear factor that might be there and how they overcome that?
That's a great point. So, to be honest with you, it's a little bit outside of our realm of expertise. There's a psychological side to baseball performance, which is exactly what you're talking about. How comfortable do I feel up there in the batter's box? And that's really outside of what the motor cortex of the brain is responsible for. Where we have an impact is what you do once you are psychologically confident. So increasing bat speed is one of the key areas that we can really help a baseball team. And, of course, the correlation between batting average of balls in play and bat speed is the perfect area for us to really have an impact. But, man, I was excited watching Buster last night. I think he went 3-for-5.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be the difference for just the emotional state of the team getting back on track here to start the season.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too. When you think about the old days, they didn't do a whole lot of weight training, and now it's so important. So, but how do you balance that? Because baseball players do want to be flexible as far as what they're doing, you know, to be able to swing the bat, get the bat speed, like you said. So the training that they do, how do they balance, you know, the muscles and doing the weight training versus the flexibility part of it?
It's a great question, and certainly, you know, Jeff Head, I think, thinks about this probably more than anyone in the country, because the reality is that each player is different, and each player can benefit from different types of training. And so what you're doing is sculpting specific training plans to get an athlete up to peak performance where they can contribute to the major league club, and then also dealing with just all the other guys and your time. And so it's, I think the ultimate, and this is where that wearable data is so interesting, is that it helps inform both in-season and off-season training that can allow a player to really balance out. I mean, thinking back to my childhood with a guy like, you know, Will Clark was one of my favorite players, and
yeah.
His swing, I think, didn't need any more work, right? But maybe his foot speed coming out of the batter's box once he did make contact would be an area for him to improve as far as athleticism goes, to help him stretch out more hits into singles or doubles or what have you. So just as a random example, we take each player, we think about what are their skills, what can we optimize, and how can we get them to actually reach higher levels of their potential and contribute more on the field.
So you mentioned Jeff Head, and he's the Giants sports science specialist, and Dave Greshner, of course, is the head trainer. How do you guys all work together? And when you look at data, does some of that get thrown out? I mean, is there, you know, sort of a priority of what the data is showing you?
Yeah, so our experience at this point crosses over tons of different professional sports. And so we have insight into how Olympians train. We went to Rio and came back with medals. Professional baseball players. So in addition to the Giants, people watching ESPN would have seen some of the work that we did with Giannis Cespedes in the offseason.
Yeah.
Also working with NBA players, NFL players, all branches of the military. And so as a result, we have kind of a unique perspective into how athletes are thinking about and improving performance. And so Jeff and Dave will work with us to help us understand what are the needs on the Giants. And then we can share our perspective about how other athletes are thinking about these things to come up with the best plan going forward. And then Jeff and Dave really implement the training plan that they think is best. We apply our neurostimulation technology to accelerate the results of that training plan and really work together to analyze data, track results, and keep pushing the program forward. Essentially, by improving the rate of improvement, we have two options. We can either increase the total max potential of an athlete, which is to say we can increase how much they get out of their training, or we can get the same result with less training so they can focus on other aspects of their performance. And so it's just a true partnership in every sense of the word, not only for the major league club, but the minor league club as well, is really honing in on what's it going to take for an athlete to become a contributor, an all-star, a Hall of Famer, and then helping accelerate those training plans so that we can reach milestones faster or allocate time resources better so that players can really spend time on what they need, whether if it's not athleticism, but something like, you know, watching film in preparation for an upcoming game.
You know, so much of being a major leaguer is about consistency, and I always think about muscle memory. For those of us who play golf, I mean, it's like, how can I repeat that swing? I just hit a great shot, and I can't do it again. You know, it's that kind of thing. And I wonder about, you know, you mentioned the motor skills and just the, you know, the translation of what's in your mind to what your body needs to do on that consistent basis. Is that something that you guys are studying, and, you know, and how does that translate into, you know, all the work that you do and the data that you receive?
That is our wheelhouse. Literally, it's so funny because we have this term muscle memory that everybody thinks about,
right.
But muscles don't have memories,
right?
They're muscles.
Right.
All of that information is encoded in the brain's motor cortex. At the neurological level, what your brain is doing during muscle memory training is firing action potentials. And these action potentials effectively rewire your brain. It's called neuroplasticity. It's the same thing whether we're learning math, a foreign language, or how to reproduce muscle memory movement that's so critical for swinging a bat or pitching a baseball. And so this is exactly the type of stuff that we're doing with guys like Tyler and everybody else in the Giants organization, is helping them create repetition in training into new neural circuitry, which is then allows them to be able to produce that skill that they need. And so whether it's a golf swing, a free throw, a pitch, a swing of the bat, that's motor cortex, and that's what Halo Neuroscience can really help an athlete accelerate as far as acquiring that muscle memory and being able to reproduce it time and time again.
Because don't you think, I mean, I know from myself just playing sports, not as a pro, but for me, it seems like if I could just think about one thing, if I'm not worried about 10 things, then I'm going to be much better off. Is that part of it, too, for an athlete? I mean, if he's really just kind of worried about what, as a hitter, he's worried about what the pitcher is throwing, or as a pitcher, he's worried about what the scouting report is, he doesn't have to worry as much about his mechanics in there because that's sort of taken care of. Is that going to solve a lot of the problem?
So short answer, yes, absolutely. And listen, I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm an athlete. But our two founders here are both doctors, both neuroscientists. And the way that your brain works when you train is, you know how like you have macros on your computer that are basically one keystroke that does a bunch of stuff?
Right.
That is exactly what happens in your brain. Your motor cortex develops what are called central pattern generators, which are like macros for your brain. So rather than your brain saying, lift your leg, pull your arm back, follow through, make sure you step with your other foot when you're pitching, that's just this one command. And so that's what you're doing in training, is actually committing these different movements into one single macro. And that's why something like understanding the neurological side of performance is so important, because you're actually moving what is coded in your brain from your motor cortex to your spinal cord, and then you're really not thinking about it. And so at the neurological level, the stuff that we talk about as athletes all the time, hey, I want to not even think about it, is actually true. It's happening at the neurological level in your brain, and it's just a question of making sure you get in those high-quality training repetitions to be able to achieve the skill or achieve the result that you're training toward.
What don't we know? I mean, what's the future of what can be learned, you know, where, you know, just kind of there might be sort of an open space there that we're thinking, okay, we can't really get to this right now. What don't we know about this whole science right now?
Right now, Halo Sport is applying neurostimulation to the brain's motor cortex. But that's not the only area of the brain that could benefit from neurostimulation. And so what we're spending a lot of time looking into with not only the Giants, but the other partners that I mentioned earlier, is can we have an effect on something like cognitive learning in addition to motor skill learning? And this will be a really interesting area of opportunity going forward, because then not only can we benefit athletes as far as their athleticism goes, but also some of that psychological stuff that I mentioned earlier,
right,
being to be able to retain more information about batters' strengths and weaknesses if you're a pitcher, or same thing if you're a batter, knowing different tendencies that a pitcher has that you can pick up on. And again, continue to add that extra edge that's going to be the difference between winning and losing and getting back to the top of the mountain. And you know, certainly as a born and raised San Francisco person myself, the opportunity to work with the Giants has been a dream come true, and just meeting everybody in the organization who's just so dedicated. I mean, Jeff Head has been there for more than 10 years, Dave longer than Jeff, and these guys are thinking about really how to push innovation forward to make sure that the Giants remain the best baseball team in the world for years to come.
Oh, it's pretty cool. I mean, and when you think about players wanting to be on the cutting edge, that's really cool, because you would think there might be some players that are a little more old school, might have to be convinced that this is going to work for them. But when you have a whole organization behind it, I mean, that has to be really helpful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially the way that the Giants are thinking about innovation, in my opinion, is leading professional sports. They setting up these different trials to understand how a tech might work, evaluating it, moving forward on it. It's really cool to work with an organization that has both the present and future in mind as they're building out their roster and their team and their training protocols.
I'm just kidding here, but I could see a future where, okay, the hitter's in there and the fans at home could actually see what he's thinking. Like, okay, oh, I think he's going to throw me a fastball. Wait a minute, he didn't throw me a fastball. You know, I mean, it could be, who knows what the future is of all this stuff, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we joke here around the office of everybody just wearing helmets all the time that allow them to capture all this information Yeah, some of the augmented virtual reality stuff is really cool. I mean, I could envision, I don't know if you saw Coachella where they had that Tupac hologram, but maybe there's a time where we're just watching a baseball game in our living room actually take place with these holograms running around. It's exciting stuff.
Really is. Well, thanks a lot for joining us, Kane. I appreciate it. It's going to be fun to see how the Giants progress with everything that you're doing and all the research that goes into it. I know it's a lot of hard work, and hopefully we'll talk to each other again down the road.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. As I mentioned at the top here, I really appreciate all the work that you do for Giants fans out there, keeping us informed of what's going on. Keep up the great work. Pleasure to chat today.
That's Kane Russell, the head of partnerships for Halo Neuroscience. Join us again on Wednesday and Friday. AT&T Park is the place to be this week as the Giants are hosting the Dodgers and the Padres, and we'll be podcasting about those series. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com.